KF4NX Mobile.
KF4NXY.
Hope you're having a good Monday morning.
Pretty good. Been up most of the night. I think this got a little bit of rain around here, kind of bothering the arthritis a little bit.
I can see that. I've got something to look forward to as I age. We got just a little mist up here, not even enough to knock the dust down on the ground.
We kind of need a little rain from time to time. It gets dusty around here if I go too long without it.
But nice and warm all week long.
Well, starting tomorrow, it's going to be really nice, and I hope to get out on the motorcycle a little bit tomorrow.
I hope you do, too. I mean, it's really nice, and you'll get to enjoy it.
What area are you working today?
Brent Easley. So, right there, close to Gary.
Yeah, I didn't make it up for the winter field day. It was just a little too nippy to suit me.
Go to the Friars Club winter field day. Me and a group of other guys, we camped out up here in Saluda for the weekend and did our own little field day.
That's the main thing was, you know, get out there and kind of test out your abilities to set up something portable.
Well, I think last time I looked, we were ranked fourth out of outdoor clubs on the logging software that we used.
That sounds good. I ordered me one of these little Chinese wiggy jiggy, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, little radios. It's a real lightweight little thing. It's a little QRP rig. You kind of play them with it a little bit, and something, you know, I could throw in a bag and a wire antenna and try out somewhere.
That's good. I was using a 857D this weekend, and I was just powering it off of old Milwaukee 18-volt, 12-amp-hour battery, and it ran all day on that radio, so worked out really well.
That sounds good. Yeah, I'm thinking about, I got a little solar panel and one of them little lithium batteries, and with this thing just being 5 watts, I figured it, yeah, not going to use much juice. It just, I got to figure out a antenna system where I can actually make contacts with 5 watts.
The antenna's going to matter when you only got 5 watts.
Sound like you haven't made it to the big truck yet.
Leaving the house. Still had on the north side of the black hole.
Actually, you're pretty good. It's just your radio sounds different when you get in the big truck than it does, I guess, you're in the Excursion at the moment. One morning that certain year models of the Fords seem to be better than others. I've got my dad's old 95 truck. It seems to do pretty good, but I don't know what to really look for if I was to go out and look for something else.
All trash. It's too reliant on computers and having too many network issues. lose a lighting control module and it shuts the truck down because it took the network down. To me, that's just not practical or reliable. And everybody wants all these fancy features, the tinted navigation screen, TV, and all that in the center of it. I don't know. To me, in my experience, that is nothing but trouble.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. The more electronics you got in there, the more things can go wrong.
The 95 truck you got, the ECM, is the only network on it is back to the diagnostics, and that's it. So it stands alone, and they done really well. I've got a 97, so same truck. Just was much simpler and worked better, more reliable.
I had a 66 Mustang, and you know, that no electronics on it. I could work on that thing even back when I was a kid, and I had, you know, no training, no mechanical training. It's, you know, I could adjust the valves, I could, you know, change the oil on the plugs and tune it up and anything that needed done to it, just about, other than, you know, if I'd had gone into the engine or something. Matter of fact, I put two or three clutches in it because had three teenage boys driving the thing, so we were tearing, you know, we were messing up the clutch about every 6-8 months. You know, we were kind of hard on that old car.
Remember that. But that was back when it was simple enough to put a clutch in. It wasn't no complicated thing. But it's a different world now, that's for sure. And all these creature comforts just keep piling on and piling on. And and it just keeps dumbing people down, too. I mean, they can't even dim their lights or turn their lights on now. They don't think about it because the car does it for them. But the car makes mistakes sometimes.
You know, a comedy thing or something on Facebook that something about, you know, if the owner's manual for a 60 model car told you how to you know, adjust the valves, and the owner's manual on a new car tells them not to drink the radiator fluid.
But David, I am coming up to the edge of the black hole now, so I'm going to go ahead and say 73 while I still can, and I'll catch you on the other side. Enjoy that coffee in the meantime. KO4HK, and I'll be clear for now.
Getting a little scratchy there, so I'll catch you a little later. You're going to go over to the 285?
Just let me know.
Give me a minute to get there. I'll have to do it on the VFO, but I'll see you there in a minute. KF4NXY.